Hi, this is a dictation for Terence Norris. T like Tom, E-R-R-E-N-C-E-N-O-R-R-I-S. Date of birth is 1/27/83. Date of service is 5/10/2024. Date of accident is 10/6/2023. The patient, Terence Norris, was injured on 10/6/2023 as a restrained passenger in the left rear seat. His driver was drunk, intoxicated, and T-boned another car. Impact caused him headache with symptoms of TBI, dizziness, forgetfulness, memory loss, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea. He was admitted to Sinai Grace Hospital for bleeding of the brain, leading to subdural subarachnoid hematomas, laceration of the right upper eyelid, which was operated, close fracture of the occipital condyle, comminuted fracture of the nasal bone, etc. Now he has developed a retinal detachment of the right eye, which has been operated last month at Crest GI Hospital. His neck pain is around, to begin with, was 9, and lower back pain was 10, with radiation to the left arm and the left front thigh, which have continued. Largely, he has been provided with a conservative treatment, physical therapy, and attended care, quad cane, rollator walker, back brace, and all the conservative treatments. He reports that his pain is ongoing to the level of 10 in the neck and the lower back. He cannot walk much. He sleeps for 3 to 4 hours. He can only sit and stand for less than half an hour. Headaches are ongoing to the level of 10, and they are. He also has an effect on right shoulder, with pain being around 10. He can only lift up to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. He's been having some complication from the retinal detachment surgery. He has got swelling, swollen eye, and the vision is zero. And he informs of heartburn, shortness of breath, and chest pain. Pain level is between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 10, and he reports around 30% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the records for ADLs and for system review, additional history, also substance abuse, and compliance history. Please mention that the air exchange in the left chest is diminished 20%, although no crepitations are heard, and the blood pressure is 197/141, pulse is 116, pulse ox was 94. Physical examination is still the same from previous visit of C18-2024, dictation number 0321-008. The plan is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week on the affected areas. He continues to have attended care for 4 hours. And work, employment disability, housework replacement, case management has been ordered as well. Is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablet, trazodone 50 at night, lidocaine gel 4%. Is also provided with Lyrica's 50 mg every 8 hour PRN, 90 tablets, and is provided with Tylenol codeine number 3, 30 tablets. He was found to have a cocaine in his system, so he's been taken off from schedule to Percocets for good. He's referred to pulmonary specialist to consult, and he has all the DME supplies. He's attending the psychiatrist, neurologist, neuropsych, and counseling for further specialty referral. His urine exam were discussed with him at length, and his maps were reviewed, and patient is otherwise found stable. Thank you.